Cocktail fans, and welcome to the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure, episode 53, if I'm not to be corrected.
You're not to be corrected by me.
No. I would never correct you.
Good.
Unless you did something wrong.
I know, I've been punched in the eye a few times from you. But no, I'm pretty sure it's episode 53.
Yeah.
53 great episodes after this is done.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing on this episode, Jason and Fred?
So just to jump right into it. Oh, thank you. Oh yeah, I'm Jason, and that's no.
I'm Fred. This week,
we're switching it up.
I'm Fred. Well, Fred reminded us all that it was Negroni week last week.
So it's not Negroni week now.
I think it's over.
It's over. It ended on the weekend.
Yeah.
But there's no reason that you shouldn't be promoting it for next year.
That's right. And to be fair, I think you can have Negronis any time of the year.
I think you can. But the idea is that it also raises money.
Right.
Those restaurants that go on for Negroni week, if you order a Negroni, they donate $1 from every Negroni to a charity of their choice.
Yeah.
The Human League.
Yeah.
The Human Fund.
The Human Fund.
And the Human League.
The Fund for the Human League. Yeah. They're trying to get a tour going for next year.
Duran Duran and the Human League?
Yeah.
Are they contemporaries? They're contemporaries.
Yeah, contemporaries. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they are.
No, I'm looking forward to that tour.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are we involved?
I think we are. I think we just decided that we're the promoters for it.
All right. Let's get to work.
Yeah. Can you name the lead singer from the Human League?
I cannot.
Wow.
Mm. I can name the lead singer from Duran Duran.
Is it Duran?
No, it's Simon Le Bon.
Simon Le Bon.
Oh, right. I remember hearing about him.
Sure. Mm.
So things are looking up for Simon?
I don't know how Duran Duran is doing at the moment either.
Not so contemporary now.
No, although I think they toured a couple of years ago. I think they were in Vancouver.
They all tour. We've got to make money.
Yeah, they can't all sell real estate.
Yeah.
No, not Simon Le Bon.
No.
Not with that hair.
That's right. His poor math skills. He wouldn't even pass the test to become a realtor.
Sad, really.
Yes.
But I bet he probably would like a Negroni.
He probably would like a Negroni.
Yeah.
Everybody should like a Negroni.
Yeah. Why don't we make some?
Sure. Now, we did Negronis, a year ago.
A year ago this very day, but a week earlier.
Yeah.
Because we were able to promote Negroni week.
Yeah, we were right in the thick of it.
Yeah.
So the Negroni is a popular... There's a lot of variations. I'll tell you, once you start digging into it, it's crazy how many different versions there are. So we did this, the standard, what did you do last time? The standard Negroni.
I think we did a real Negroni, which is gin, Campari, and vermouth.
Mm-hmm.
Equal parts.
Yeah, with ice.
Avec ice.
Yeah.
And then we did the white Negroni.
Gotcha.
Which had sous and two other... Or more
ingredients. Yeah, well, this isn't about that episode. So there's no reason why you should remember every cocktail we've ever made.
No, what people should do is they should go back to the archives and look at the June 2nd episode from 2017 or 1917.
Yeah. The war was just coming to an end.
We used a wire recorder.
Pretty good mood.
Yeah, a wax cylinder.
The Russian Revolution had ended.
Yeah.
They had pulled out, and the Americans were now in.
Yeah, so it all ended well.
So they could check that out.
Mm-hmm.
But, as Fred has said, there's numerous Negronis, which I think is unfair.
to the original?
Well, come up with a different name. There's
no, that's true.
Names, but they're all that same principle.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought we would do two more Negronis because I looked at some of the restaurants that were doing Negroni week and they had done all sorts of oddball Negronis. They had customized their Negronis. So customize your Negroni. Who the hell am I, Ted?
Rum Club down in PDX.
Oh, yes.
They were doing a rum-based Negroni. I tried to weasel the recipe out of them, but I don't know. I'm going to try a little harder.
Really?
They just mentioned they were doing a rum-based Negroni and then...
And what would be in
it? What's in it?
So, rum, Campari, and vermouth?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's all it is.
I'll give them another shout. They seem to be pretty... They told me, because I said, well, so what are you guys doing for Negroni week? And that's when they told me, well, it's a rum-based Negroni. But I wanted more detail on that, so I have to get back to the one.
Yeah, so if you didn't do a follow-up question.
Yeah, I didn't really. I thought somebody else might, but yeah, apparently nobody else cares.
Where did you post this question?
This is on Instagram.
Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're on Instagram.
Are we? Where are we?
We're a cocktail podcast, are we not, Dave?
Always have been, yeah.
So still are.
That's right.
M?
M?
Still M? We still are. It's still M. No, that's a...
You're getting your tenses all screwed up. You're making me tense.
That's right. That's why I don't ever camp with Fred, because he gets his tenses all screwed up.
Yeah. You freeze to death all night.
So yeah. You get your sleeping bags is all screwed up, too. Last week, we did a drink called...
We didn't do any drink last week.
That's true. Last episode, we did a drink called... I don't know. Oh, bourbon affair. No, bourbon.
Bourbon renewal.
Bourbon renewal. Yeah. And I said that I liked punny names for drinks.
Yeah, we ignored that comment.
I know. Well, you can't ignore it this week because this week I'm doing the phony Negroni.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Isn't that not a great name?
No, I mean, yep.
In fact, I thought of the name. I thought of the name a couple of days ago. I said, I bet, you know what would be a good name for a drink would be the phony Negroni. And so I Googled it, and sure enough, it's been around for...
Yeah, somebody thought of it before you.
Yeah. Oh, patented it, mm-hmm. Made it.
Sure, they're making a fortune. It's making a killing.
Website called Cocktail Builder.
That sounds weird.
Yeah. Huh. Did the phony Negroni. But I thought, what the hell? It's Negroni week.
Sure.
Post-Negroni week. This is actually... this is like the Advent part of Negroni week. This is Ukrainian Negroni week?
Man, that makes more sense.
And so in it has all sorts of other oddball stuff.
Really?
Yes. It's got our old friend Aperol. Look at the color of Aperol.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that wonderful?
What is Aperol exactly?
It is a drink. Comes in a bottle.
It's like a liqueur?
It's like a liqueur. It's an aperitivo. Mm. It's only 11% alcohol.
Oh, they give it to kids.
Oh, yeah, you could. In fact, I do. I think kids would have a hard time with the flavor of it.
Oh, because it looks like it would taste really good. Exactly. It's a nice red color.
And it's not as bitter or off-putting as Campari could be for a person that would not want to have a bitter thing. Mm-hmm. It's the entry-level bitter little friend. I bet we should probably try it. Have we got shot glasses today? We should try this on its own.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's so damn tasty. And most people make an Aperol spritz out of it. And the recipe is right here on the back of the bottle. 3 parts Prosecco, so your sparkling wine. 2 parts Aperol, and a splash of soda. And you'll have yourself an Aperol spritz. And that's all I drank when I was in Italy. I like to drop that I've been to Italy every once in a while. Not many people have been able to go to Italy.
No, it's hard slogging. So,
full disclosure, I flew.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It just took me a few hours.
That's the easy way.
Oh, yeah. But here, let's taste this so you guys can say that you've had Aperol. That's so hard for Frederick.
Because I have a bottle at home, but I've only made a cocktail. Okay.
Oh, yeah, listen to the sound it makes when you pour it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a real honest to goodness.
Sort of a boozy
sound effect.
Boop, 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 boop. Sort of Daffy Duck goes goigle, goigle, goigle.
It's got a bit of a sort of a tang nose on it.
Tang, the orange drink that they take to space.
Tang, the orange drink. Yeah. Huh?
It's certainly fruity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be sweet like...
Sweet like...
orange juice?
Like a honeybee?
It's a little... Whoa. Okay. It's sweet. And
then it's bitter.
Bitter.
Yeah.
But it's more user-friendly bitter.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll try some Campari later.
It's still... It's probably overly sweet...
Mm-hmm.
It's like the bitter stays in the center of your tongue, but everybody else in the mouth is like, "Ah, I don't know what you're talking. This is a great party." And then whoever's fell in the pool in the center is like, "I hate this party." So yeah, so the phony Negroni uses Aperol for its bitter component, also some grapefruit juice,
wow,
and gin, and sweet vermouth, and lime juice, and orange juice, and simple syrup, and orange bitters.
Well, that's a lot of stuff for a Negroni.
I know. It's a phony Negroni.
Oh, it's not a real Negroni.
And then it's going to have a little bit of Canada Dry Club Soda in it. That we're just going to splash on top. We're not even going to measure it out. We're just going to put in a little bloop,
You're
bloop,
just
bloop.
Crazy.
Well, you know, when we had our fizzes, I'm still spooked by the fizzes from a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly.
I got fizz spookiness.
Do you need do you need some gin to go with that?
I do. Does Dave have a tankard of it?
I do.
Is there still gin? Or do you want to use, there's not enough Bombay.
I think we've only got a heel of Bombay. But if you go by the Grand Marnier.
Oh, down the Grand Marnier aisle?
Yes.
Let me see. It's back here somewhere.
Yeah.
It's where Dave keeps the Ark of the Covenant as well. Huh? Oh, it's come up from the wine cellar. Oh, good.
Careful.
As we always like to talk about, this is Dave's 1.75 liter Tanqueray.
A gift from Mr. Fred Partridge.
Yes, and we're almost down to the halfway point.
Wow. Time to get another one.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you guys don't mind, I'm going to start compiling this.
Oh, are you going to stop talking?
I don't know. Do you want me to?
Well, you started, so now it's kind of too late to get you to stop.
Well, yeah, but I can
that's
stop.
That's not really what you do, is you talk while you mix.
What am I going to talk about?
I don't know. What you're doing?
It's none of your business what I'm doing. How dare you? Like, what have you lied?
It is. I don't know. I do impose.
Hey, you know who I mentioned our podcast to was Tom Saunders, our close friend Tom Saunders.
Oh, yeah.
And he is...
not interested.
Not really interested.
No.
But we may still get him out for a boozy coffee one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a master.
Here?
Many years experience.
He could come here.
Yeah. You think?
Well, unless we go there. He has an actual recording studio.
No, that's...
Yeah. Why aren't we there then? He's got a recording. What are we using this rinky-dinky laptop?
He's got enough room for a bar. That's the problem.
Reel to reel?
Yeah.
Do you want to use the little glasses when you mix yours, Freddie?
Or
do
sure.
You okay, so I'll use this one?
Yep. Use those ones.
Okay.
Here's now, this is too late for today. He said, prefacing everything. But anyway.
Fred has decided to get out of microphone range and bend over.
Anyway, I'm going to, for next time.
Oh, look at that. A gift has been given live on the show.
Mega ice block tray. Wow.
Well, it's not really a gift.
Oh, it's just you've got to give that back.
It's for work.
To
yeah, of course.
Well, it's a property of the gentleman.
Oh, right. It's a write off.
Right. But it's a write off. Oh, yeah. So everything's a write off. Or, or you could have it. I mean, certainly you could retain
it. Now, if Dave was to make gigantic ice cubes with it.
Yeah.
What would we do with them?
Well, a drink like this.
Oh, that would be perfect, because you could put a big ice cube in each of the things.
Because some drinks call for a big ice cube.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, then you got the ice for shaking, and then the ice for displaying.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay,
good. Yeah.
You're freaking me out.
That was wonderful.
Freaking me out.
I love it when there's product placement.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think the thing just shut off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good spot.
Is it?
And then when you edit that one, you put join us, won't you? Shake all ingredients. All right, I'm not going to even put the ice in yet. I'm just going to start putting stuff in here. So we're going to double all of the stuff. But this is a lot. This is going to be a tough one to shake.
You think?
Oh, I think. Therefore,
you are.
Be positive.
Okay. Like my blood?
Yeah.
So we can put 1.5 ounces of gin. But we're doubling it, so ignore the fact that it's happening again.
2.5 ounces.
No, Freddie.
What?
Is that what got you kicked out of the math Olympics?
I think it was.
Why, you're not the math magician anymore? You know what I did on the weekend? As you know, it was my birthday.
Yeah. No. We weren't invited.
Well, I sat at the restaurant as long as I could, waiting at the table. So nobody came.
What did you do on your birthday?
Well, after nobody came to the restaurant, we went into Vancouver, Jennifer and I. Mm. And we went to...
Hope you didn't do that.
The Lupolo Brewery.
Oh, I've heard of the Lupolo Brewery. Yes. What do they do there?
They do beer.
Handy.
And they have ciders. They have a guest tap. But they make their own beer. But they're an Italian family that has it.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a barrel-aged Negroni.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have phoned me.
I should have.
I'll drive to Vancouver for a barrel-aged Negroni. I thought I had to go to Portland to get one of those.
No, and now you can get one just in town there. And it was very much like the one that you had in Portland. It takes all the rough edges off the Negroni.
Mm. What's that?
Yeah, what's
that? Brown liquid you put in there?
That's not deadly arsenic, is it?
None of your business.
You'll find out.
Skate the other way, please. Skate the other way.
Now we're getting the grapefruit juice.
Now we're getting the grapefruit juice. So this is fresh squeezed grapefruit
juice.
Well,
that's the best way. You know, whenever you can.
Because you can't seem to find it in the store anymore in a normal format. Mm. This is lime juice that I squeezed earlier.
Oh, fresh squeezed lime juice.
Fresh squeezed.
Do you remember the old Macintosh apple juice you used to be able to get back in the 70s, early 80s?
Yes.
And can't get that. It's been gone for years. I really liked it.
Yeah.
It was kind of a cloudy colored apple juice, but sorry. Sunripe says nope. We're discontinuing.
People don't like pulp in their orange juice and
Macintosh apples.
Blame it on the millennials?
Yeah.
Well, that's not very much orange juice.
No, it only calls for 1/4 ounce of orange juice.
Wow.
And 1/4 ounce of simple syrup, which seems to be an odd little tiny amount. But we'll do it. I made it fresh this afternoon.
Okay.
But I used the same bottle that we used last time, the Burnside bourbon bottle.
Oh, nice. I wonder where mine went. Jeez, I better go looking for that.
And finally, some orange bitters. And I'm still rocking the Fee Brothers West Indian orange bitters.
Yeah, that's one I've got. That is mine!
I don't think that's yours necessarily. Do you think
it looks
so?
The same.
All right, I'm going to read out the recipe now because I got distracted because it's so damn long. It's like a tiki drink. 1.5 ounces of gin, 1/2 ounce of Aperol, 1/2 ounce of sweet vermouth, 1 ounce of grapefruit juice, 1/2 ounce of lime juice. I'm not actually counting anything on this hand. 1/4 ounce of orange
still
juice.
One.
Just for emphasis.
1/4 ounce of simple syrup and 2 dashes of orange bitters. Shake all the ingredients. Strain into a Collins glass. Top with a little bit of soda water.
No ice?
No, you don't have any ice in there. But it's just dumped in there. Yeah.
Just dump it in your glass.
But it's a phony Negroni. We better remember it's a phony Negroni.
Yeah. All right.
So let's throw a little bit of ice into here. That would have been a disaster if that had fallen over.
Oh, yeah. There's no extra.
All right. And I'll use this little cube here. And see, I'm kind of looking forward to this.
Yeah, look how much room. See, I told you, it all fit.
Oh, you are right.
I know my volumes. Yeah, look at you go.
But you hear how quiet it is?
It's a little quiet. It's more about the drink than the noise, don't you think?
It's more about the drink than the noise. That could also be our slogan.
We've got multiple. We'll test it out and see how well, what sort of response we get to it.
Some market research.
Dave's is still the best, though.
Yeah.
We make cocktails.
Not money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do?
I can't tell sometimes.
I'm going to... Do you have any more ice or is that all the ice?
Some little ice cubes.
No, that's okay.
Because
we'll need it for the next guy.
So yeah, that's right. There's another cocktail after this one.
So let's just pour this out. And let's see. Oops. See how it looks here. It
looks sort of pink grapefruity. Not that it's, largely pink grapefruit. Yeah, between the orange juice and the Aperol and the grapefruit juice, it sort of looks like a big glass of grapefruit juice.
It does. And it's certainly cloudy. I always think of the Negroni as clear. Is it not clear?
It is clear.
Do I think it is clear?
No, it's clear.
Yeah, but with all of the fresh fruit juices in it, I guess there was just not a chance for it to be that. So the phony Negroni from our friends at Cocktail Builder. I say they're our friends. They know nothing about us, and I had never heard of their website until yesterday. But
still,
they are our friends.
They are now.
Yes.
Well, we'll see how this turns out.
We'll put a link to them on Instagram.
Yeah. Do we have a spoon? Do you need a spoon?
I don't think. It doesn't say. It says, shake all ingredients, strain into Collins glass, top with soda water. Garnish with an orange wedge speared with a Luxardo cherry, which I did not have and which we will not do.
Oh.
Sorry. But I'm going to do a splash.
Whenever you need a cherry, you let me know. I got cherries up the wazoo.
You got cherries up the wazoo. Don't keep them there.
Well, nobody else is going to take them that way.
There we go, my friends. Oh. The phony Negroni. Looks like, looks like every other drink we've made for the last little while.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hold it up there, Jason.
I know.
Can't quite get up.
A little closer together for the photo opportunity.
A little tricky.
Don't you take any friend?
I'm taking one of my drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Mine's is better. Mine's
Everybody
is...
at home is sitting there thinking, thank you very MASH much. On right now?
Do you think MASH would be on right now?
MASH might be on right now.
I haven't seen MASH for a long time.
Mm, they smell these refreshing.
Yes, you can smell the smell the grapefruit, which I'm definitely allergic to. So have the EpiPen handy.
Yeah, I got grapefruit on the nose.
Yes.
Cool. That's nice.
Let's have a little sip.
Not too bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a very grapefruity Negroni.
Yeah.
It is a very, I mean, that, it's
an considering there's very little juice. Grapefruit in there. Not that much, really.
Well, there kind of is.
Or a lot.
Yeah.
Is what I meant to say.
I definitely taste the grapefruit.
Yeah. Because volume-wise, I mean, it's 1.5 ounces of gin. It's 1 ounce of grapefruit juice. Everything else is in 1/2 ounces and 1/4 ounces after that. And so, yeah. No, it's a grapefruit drink.
Yeah. The Aperol's in the background, for sure.
Yeah, just to, I guess, give it that little bit of bitterness. But it's quite sweet.
Yeah.
It's quite complex. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not too sweet.
Not too sweet.
It's not, certainly not syrupy kind of
good point.
Kind of cocktail. Mm. It's quite...
Yeah.
I like that.
It's... I would almost think that it had lemon in it somehow.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, there's... Yeah.
You'd be wrong.
Of course, it has lime juice.
Which is...
Lime, grapefruit, orange. Sweet vermouth, Aperol gin. Yeah, no, it's a phony Negroni. I don't know why they call it the phony Negroni. It's like, I think the phony Negroni is the one that you make out of peanut butter, vinegar, and red food coloring, right. And it tastes like a Negroni. You go, oh, that's the phony Negroni. This is just another drink. It's got gin, Aperol, and sweet vermouth, so that's sort of the Negroni stuff, and then it's got fruit juices.
Mm.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like what they did to the Mai Tai.
What they do with the Mai Tai?
Well, you know, like there's the Mai Tai, and then there's like the, the Waikiki version of the Mai Tai, where it has a bunch of pineapple and guava or some other stuff in it.
Oh, exactly.
But I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is good. It's all on its own. I mean, it's Negroni-esque, but it's really only because it's got a bitter in it, and gin.
Yeah.
And vermouth. There's vermouth in it.
There is vermouth. That's in the little jar. Because I only had 1 ounce left of it at home.
Yeah.
And so I put it in the little jar. I've become like Don the Beachcomber, right? Now I just bring all the ingredients in unmarked bottles, and you guys don't know what they are.
Yeah, I thought it's because you always wear flip-flops.
Always, I always wear flip-flops, and I would bring home a lot of driftwood.
Yeah.
I have I wear a Panama hat a lot.
A lot, way more than you should.
Yes. So, as compared this to the barrel-aged Negroni, the Negroni itself, flavor-wise to me, seems to pack more of that punch. You really get the bitterness that comes from the sweet vermouth, which isn't much, but the Campari flavor comes through.
Yeah.
And so, this is a much... It's like the Negroni light, right? The phony Negroni.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
And it almost would be a tiki drink. In fact, I wonder what it would be like to do this, but instead of the 1.5 ounces of gin, but to do 1.5 ounces of a rum, or 3/4 ounce of 2 different kinds of rums, just to don the beachcomber it up. Would any of these flavors carry over as the tiki fruits?
Yeah, and the Aperol. Because you do see Aperols in some tiki drinks, but not many.
Mm. Yes. I smell cinnamon.
That's because...
You're having a stroke.
No, it's not the booze. You are actually smelling cinnamon.
Okay.
The wife is making a little bit of a cinnamon bread for us.
Oh, my goodness.
Hopefully we'll be ready by the end of the podcast. Oh, wow. Who knows?
Fantastic.
All right. Yeah. Well, now we have to stretch it out.
Because I always bitch about this time of how hungry I am, because we do this around dinner time.
Yes, we didn't bring any snacks this time. No. I neglected to do that.
Yeah.
Hang
your head in shame, please. He's hanging his head in shame, everybody.
I've always assumed that everybody's eaten before we record.
No.
Why?
I don't know. It seems like the wrong thing to assume.
Yeah.
Everybody here? Everybody is listening?
Everybody everywhere, all over the world.
Yeah, they can listen to any time.
Join the love train. Love train.
So, There you go. Have a little extra. So the next one has Campari.
Yes.
Or has Campari.
So you say it has Campari.
It does. Do you want to try a little Campari to compare it to the Aperol?
Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
Huh?
Oh.
Huh?
And if we could somehow convey that to the folks listening at home.
Convey what?
I don't remember which one. I think that's yours. I think Fred brought his over.
I brought mine. Oops, that's a little too much. Oh, I'm going to regret that.
The great thing about...
it's just a splash.
These Italian... are they aperitivos? Are they they're not Amaris yet, are they? Because they're always got that vibrant color.
Yeah.
It's like the greatest thing to trick a kid with, all of them, because they all look like they're going to be cream soda.
Yeah.
Well, this certainly has a sterner smell to it.
Yeah, what is that? It's
dirt.
Dirt?
So it's like fresh dirt. Like a freshly dug grave.
There's something, something earthy about this.
There is.
It's earthiness.
I guess they're earthy dirt.
Yeah, earthy dirt.
Eartha Kitt?
Not me. Mm-hmm.
I got an Eartha Kitt. Turned out just to be a bag of dirt.
Also sweet.
Also sweet. But
more bitter.
But more bitter, yeah. Bitter. So this is the next step past the Aperol.
Bitterer?
Bitterer. Bitterer is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not awful. Now, there was a time when I would have thought this was awful.
Sure.
And so that's what's so neat / kind of discouraging.
I don't know why.
Well, you know, it's one thing to have a harsh reaction to something.
Yes.
Because you've never had it before.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of freaks you out, whether it's a Fernet Branca or something like that. But if you reach a point where it's like, oh, I could drink that like water.
Yeah.
But what have you done?
Well, you can't drink it like water.
But what if you drank enough of it that until you, it didn't seem like a smack in the face for you?
Don't do that.
Well, no. But I've already done it with the Campari. There was a time when I would have had Campari and I said, oh, I'll never have that again. And now I could have just a glass of it on ice.
Well.
Am I becoming Italian?
It's very likely that you are becoming
Italian. Mamma mia!
So you do talk with your hands a lot.
Well, that's because I'm a puppeteer.
Somebody dig up my James Brolin photo! Sorry, another Family Guy reference. Seemed to get one in at least one episode.
Yeah, somebody's taking my James Brolin photo. This is mine?
That's a yours.
I'm going to take that over here.
Okay.
To this location so that you can continue to talk.
You're taking the Fred share?
I'm taking the Fred share.
The Fred share?
Fred share.
I'm taking the Fred share.
So, I think we decided...
The Sonny and share.
That... We would build these in the glass.
Oh.
If you build them, Fred.
They will drink it.
They will drink it.
So, this is the Espliato.
Espliato. This is the mistake. This is the mistake one.
That's right. So this one, and I apologize for not having Googled this. Because I did talk about this actually in the last episode last year. This was created by a bartender by mistake.
Right.
Hence the name Espliato, which is Italian for screw up or mistake or whatever.
Right.
So because he was just mixing without looking, he was talking and mixing, grabbed the bottles, blah, 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 making a Negroni.
Mm-hmm.
Named for Count Negroni.
Oh, see, I'm glad you had that tiny bit of information.
Stuck in my head. And instead of a bottle of gin, he grabbed a bottle of sparkling wine. Whoop, and he said, oh, Espliato. And whoever it was. Or whoever his customer was said, yes, fine, I'll drink it. And this is great. And so, hence, it was born. So it's either called the Espliato or the Espliato Negroni.
They should call it the Phony Negroni.
They should call it the Phony Negroni 2. Or 1. And so what makes it Negroni is really just the Campari and the sweet vermouth.
Right.
So we've got, of course, Campari. There is only Campari. Vermouths, you can get a bunch of vermouths.
Mm-hmm.
Many vermouths. But there is only Campari.
Right.
Although I mean, you could use Aperol, but then it's a real funny Negroni.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say something and I went away. So
oh, yeah.
You continue to talk. Oh, I know what I was going to say. It's interesting that somebody would be mixing a drink and they would accidentally grab a bottle because, of course, in our modern day world, a gin bottle, no matter what it is never going to be mistaken for a sparkling wine bottle.
Yes.
It's a completely different shape.
Mm-hmm.
The sparkling wine would probably go pop when you opened it.
Well, no, because it's already open. It's a bar, and so all the bottles are open in the well behind the bar, so you're just grabbing stuff.
I guess, but isn't it? You're going to lose their carbonation. Or they open a bottle.
It's happening. Things are it would take an hour or more for a bottle to lose its carbonation. And this place is he's making drinks so fast he's not even looking at the bottle he's mixing. So
this is true. Okay.
Anyway,
I'll buy this.
Yeah. You think that's good? I'll Google it.
No. I think it's Ray's mistake.
But that's the story.
So there you go.
That's
right?
The story.
It's the equivalent of Ray's mistake at the Tiki T when he grabbed the wrong thing, made the drink. It's on the menu. Nobody's moving.
Except Ray.
Well, Ray's dead.
Well, how do they know what they're making the right one then?
Well, Ray shared it with his sons.
Oh, good. For
and me. They know what was in Ray's mistake.
So I didn't bring my my glass, but I'm going to use yours. So so this is pretty basic.
How dare you?
Well, that's just how I roll. Before I forget,
you've gone behind the microphone.
I've gone behind the microphone. I'll talk louder.
You don't have to, because Dave and I can talk quietly amongst ourselves.
So, because it was your birthday.
It was my birthday, ladies and gentlemen.
What did you get, Jason? What did Fred give you?
He got me a bottle of mezcal. Nuestra Soledad.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, let's see that. Now I knew you
that's why
you
didn't get it
Dave.
For me.
That's right. Well, you know, your birthday's coming up.
No, I know.
This
I don't
is
want...
unopened by the time of your birthday.
Well, that's going to be re-gifted to me. I do not like the mezcal.
But maybe you'd like this mezcal.
It's only because you haven't had enough.
Maybe.
I almost brought mezcal tonight for us to try more of. And then I went, you know what? Dave didn't like it.
Oh, I didn't know you. What kind of you got?
I got the one that my boss gave me. And it's got this great label on it that's almost unreadable. And I don't know if it actually has been damaged or if they printed it so that it was almost unreadable.
Mm.
It's very authentic looking. Like a drunk guy in the night put it on.
Nice.
I don't know how that makes it authentic.
That's the worst kind of factory. Yeah. Our factory is so authentic.
He was probably drunk.
That's right.
So that's, you know.
Well, thank you, Frederick. So I forgive you for not showing up at the restaurant.
Yeah, well, that was close.
I guess I'm not forgiven then.
No, you're forgiven. You know why you're forgiven?
Why?
Well, you don't even need to be forgiven.
You
were the very first person to wish me a happy birthday.
Oh, yes, I know.
I was the very last.
Morning text, yes. Fred, did you forget, Fred?
No.
Yeah.
He texted me like at 10:45 at night.
It's almost over.
He said,
Fred.
Happy birthday, !!
Yeah.
It was the equivalent of the one from Mike years ago that said, whose birthday is it today? Is it yours?
It's always been the same.
I kind of thought that if it was your birthday, you would have made a big deal out of it, and we would have all gone out for a night on the town.
Oh,
yeah.
That's Jason from the 90s, man. Well,
that's right. Back when I was a happy person and not constantly depressed and sad.
So, for the I just had to get Prosecco, because they say sparkling wine. I thought, well, it's Italian. I'm not going to get some stupid French sparkling wine.
No, stupid French.
So we've got Villa Teresa Prosecco, Vino Frizzante.
To be true to form, I mean, the Aperol Spritz calls for Prosecco, too. It doesn't say use any French stuff. It says use good Italian sparkling wine.
Exactly. So, well, this has got this funny...
Oh, yeah. Jeez,
No.
My eye!
Oops. We need a tea towel for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm going to try and get...
So tell us more about your birthday.
Yeah, because...
I mean, so you went to this place and had a nice time.
Well, I knew that they had it because my Uncle Jack, whom I have spoke about on the show before, he mentioned that they had a barrel-aged Negroni there, and he was passing it on because I think he also has a recipe for a Negroni... Was it a Negroni? A popsicle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The handout for the family get-together to the kids.
Oh, yeah, perhaps. And he was going to get me the recipe. I'm going to remind him of it. I mean, I probably can't be that hard. You probably take a Negroni and freeze it. But he told me about it because he's a big brewery guy.
Oh.
We should do beer cocktails one time.
We could do that.
Yeah.
There's not many, but there's a few.
Yeah.
So this,
So that's why I went there, because I knew that they had it. I did not get to go there on Negroni week. Because I wanted to go downtown on the day before my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But Jennifer informed me that that would not be a good thing to do.
Oh, no. So this...
Madam Killjoy. Huh?
Exactly.
So this... So here it is. So now, I have a theory.
Thank you.
That, you know, you could change it a little bit by adding... Because this is one-to-one-to-one.
One-to-one-to-one.
Right. And I'm thinking, because I've seen recipes where it had it's actually 4 ounces of Prosecco.
Sacre bleu!
I think at that point, it's almost just Prosecco.
Yes.
But maybe another splash of Prosecco might open this up a little bit.
So we're going to try it as is first.
Try it as
smells faintly like banana.
thinking, but I didn't realize that's what I was thinking.
Oh, there's no banana in it.
Sorry, I've just been eating a banana.
Oh, right. You and your...
And it fell in.
Mm. Oh, dear. Well, that will probably do it. Yes, it does smell maybe a banana.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And cinnamon.
And cinnamon.
Oh, there's the cinnamon bites.
Yes, we got lovely cinnamon bites for my lovely wife.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what do you think of that?
Now, have you had this before?
I had this in Portland last year.
Mm. I think that's really, really neat.
Yeah, I do like that.
And I get why it is. This is very, very Negroni-like.
Yeah.
Because of the Campari flavor.
Yeah, yeah, because I apparently with a Negroni, it kills the gin and the vodka. If there was... But, I mean, you really don't notice that it doesn't have gin in it. I don't think. Well, I guess if we had an actual Negroni here, we...
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, how does it compare with number one?
It's like you can taste the similar flavor profile, mm-hmm. but it's by half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
This, so a little burns a little bit more than the first cocktail.
But in a good way.
Still, in a good way. It's not mezcal.
It makes me want to sit on a patio in the sunshine is what it makes me want to do. Mm-hmm. One of the best places that I had a spritz, but it could easily have been a Negroni when I was in Italy, that I like to mention the whole time that I went to Italy.
Oh, yeah, right.
John Mulaney had a great thing to say about Italy, and I'll tell you that in a second. But but was on the in Siena, on the side of the great big huge piazza they have there, where they do this crazy outdoor horse race once a year. You got to look at the YouTube clips of this crazy horse.
A chariot racing.
No, but it might as well be. Mm. There's people outside the track, inside the track. It's just like in this big cobblestone square, these horses. And all the different...
So it's like running of the bulls, but with horses.
It could be. If something went wrong, it would be a complete disaster. Yes, no, very, very nice place to have it. Back to you.
Oh, so ice in this. So there's some discussions, apparently, if you go to the PDX... Rum Club in Portland. They had a little video on their Instagram for Negroni Week, where two guys get into a fight because one guy's having it with ice and the other guy's having it without ice, and there's a snarky comment, and then they get into fisticuffs.
Interesting.
Now that's sort of a little theater quality acting, but we know what that's like. So
of course, and that thing makes me think of when we did it last year. I think we had that same discussion whether you're not. Mm-hmm. I think that was the drink that we talked about whether there's supposed to be ice in it or not.
Right. So the Italians, who claim to have invented the Negroni, has to have ice.
Has to have ice.
Has to have ice because you need that. It opens up the flavor and blah blah blah.
And Italy's hot.
And Italy's hot. At least they said Americans. Tend to not have ice in the Negroni, and they say that's just wrong.
Huh.
So there you go. But some people do have it that way. And, they do warm up. So.
The funny thing about that, though, is that the Americans have ice in everything. Yeah. That was always the generic thing.
Yeah, but apparently it's.
Is it because it's shaken, though?
It may be because it's stirred,
so it is still chilled, so you don't have ice in it.
Yeah, and I guess that's why. So you'll see some Negronis made in the States. Some of the recipes they don't call for ice, but the people that made it says you should have ice in it. And I like it with ice in it, so it sort of lets it linger a little bit more, and it sort of thins out as it gets down. I like that. I like that in it. If the flavors are good, you get a little bit of ice, and it tends to sometimes open things up a little bit, and it's refreshing.
I think you were correct.
Well, I try to be.
Can I have another splash of Prosecco?
Oh, right. We're going to do another splash of Prosecco to see if it makes a difference. So we'll just do a little...
Now, this should probably have been chilled Prosecco. Mm. Full disclosure.
It's not completely warm. I mean, it was in my cooler bag.
Oh, was it?
But...
Oh, I thought you had it in the back of your hot car.
No. It was in the... But the cooler bags were from this morning.
You know, I was in... a few years back, I was in the Munich airport. And I don't know what it is about flying or airports, but he always gets kind of dehydrated. You know, you're always thirsty all the time. Mm-hmm. So we were waiting for a connection in Munich. I said, I got to get some water. And so you go there, you go to the snack bar or whatever, whatever they call that in German.
Their schnacken bar?
Yeah, and I get bottled water, but it's room temperature. And it's like, really? You don't have cold water? So I said, well, can I get some ice with it? And I went, oh.
Yeah, I, you know, there's like, they seemed like a little confused by my request. She had to go into the back room and dig around for 5 minutes to get find some ice and
put it in a box with the ice in it.
A little plastic cup.
Chip it out of the inside of the freezer.
Danke. Yeah, so yeah, it was very strange.
Yeah,
I mean, I know they drink beer in England,
or we're strange, and they're the normal ones.
No, we're normal.
Yeah, no, it's it's, and that's why I'm surprised that the Italians would say to make it with ice, because I thought that ice was not readily available in Europe.
In Europe, yeah,
back in the days when they learned to drink stuff.
And when they do give you ice, we're in Paris, and we had, I say, can I have a Coke? And they brought me a Coke, and the glass was about this size, like a. One ice cube. That was it. It's like, really? What, is that expensive to hand out ice cubes?
And charging by the laser? You don't do the budget, Terry.
And I didn't do this.
Oh, you didn't do that. We might have to make a whole other one.
So let's do that while we're still...
Well, you got a little... Tell us what you're doing, Fred, because the people aren't watching this.
So sometimes it's an orange wheel.
Uh-huh.
But often it's a slice of peel.
Yeah, yeah. So then...
Cool. Sorry. Yours hit the table. Is this table clean?
Of course it's clean.
You could eat off this
table. It's not after you guys use it.
You had a plate.
Oh, that's right. It gets cleaned once every 2 weeks.
Please don't stick that knife through my computer screen, otherwise I'm going to have to start this whole thing over again.
You weren't worried about my thumb?
No, I don't care about your thumb.
Wow.
Don't put your thumb on his computer screen either. I'm going to squeeze it in there a little bit, too.
Oh, but look at that.
Wait, it does make a difference, at least in smell-wise.
Yes.
And I didn't even squeeze mine like you did. But, don't forget the garnish.
Oh, my God, it makes it a completely different drink with the orange. That's so funny.
Yeah.
The orange oils cannot be underestimated.
No. Don't you think, who cares?
Right. Yeah.
But it elevates the drink.
That's right. They wouldn't have put it in the instructions.
That's right.
That's right. I made this lasagna, but I left out the cheese business. I mean,
yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. And I don't like tomatoes.
I don't like tomatoes or anything saucy.
Yeah.
It doesn't look anything like the picture. I don't know why people rave about this.
Yeah, that's great.
For me, ice in Europe is like getting gravy in Portland. Or vinegar anywhere in the United States as a condiment.
I've had that. I've asked for vinegar in a restaurant. I don't remember which one it was. It wasn't...
In the States?
No, up here.
Oh.
I can't remember which one it was. I want to say Brown Social Club, but it might not have been. Mm-hmm. But it was a place like that. And I said, can I get some vinegar for my fries? And they give me a look. I guess.
Let me check with the chef.
They come back with a whole bowl full of vinegar. But that was here. I mean, that was definitely here. I expect it down there.
Sure.
Because they never heard of it.
That's right. The States doesn't know about vinegar.
Vinegar or gravy.
Yeah.
But it was up here, and they gave me a little bowl of vinegar. It's like,
a spoon? Or they don't even... You're supposed to put your fingers in it and spritz it up.
Just dip my fingers in, suck onto my fingers, and then have a French fry.
Yeah.
And to our American friends, I am sorry, but...
You don't know what you're
missing. That's just... You don't know what you're missing. You know the salt and vinegar potato chips? It's like that, but better.
Right, but they don't have the salt and vinegar potato chips.
What?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you people?
I don't... A girl at work tells a story of going to a store just down in Washington State here somewhere. And they said, they were looking in the chip aisle. They were back and forth in the chip aisle, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the store clerk comes over and says, can I help you ladies find anything? They said, we're looking for your salt and vinegar chips. And he went...
Get out of here! Outrageous!
Does not have vinegar at all?
I don't know.
What would they do with it then?
The funny thing is that.
And yet they have ketchup chips. They're all.
Yeah, do they have ketchup chips?
I think so, don't they? No.
I don't think they do.
Not
yet. Well, there we go.
We have an American by choice.
Sure, honorary American.
Honorary American.
Mm hmm.
Former American says no.
But the funny thing is you get the vinegar sometimes in a little square bottle with a little lid, and then it has a little sugar top on it.
Yeah.
And so they've got a special bottle for it.
Yeah.
But don't they have it there? In fact, when we were, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When we went to that place in Tacoma, the southern restaurant, what was it called?
Mm.
The soul food
country kitchen.
the country kitchen, when you got your collard greens, I think they asked, do you want vinegar with it? And I think it came out with a thing. Maybe vinegar's bigger in the South than it is in...
Because of the Cajuns?
Maybe it's a Cajun thing. And Cajun is for Acadian, and they're sort of honorary Canadians, except that they got sort of shit on by the...
By the British.
Mm. But, you know, join the club. Yeah. Everybody gets shit on by the British at some point.
Just ask the Irish.
That's right. Don't ask them.
They're angry and combative. They're mad at it.
But they got shit on. Mm-hmm. Even the British have got shit on by themselves, to be fair. Mm-hmm. But not as badly as some of the other countries.
These are two great drinks. I'm going back and forth between the two of them.
I am, too.
And... I can't pick. They're nice. I mean, they both have the same flavor profile. Yeah. If we had, you know, a Cosmopolitan, I'd probably pick that.
Hmm. I think if you're going to be drinking a bunch of them.
Yep.
What did you say?
Cosmo. If I was going to have a Cosmopolitan, it's a completely different drink. I'm going to go with that because it's not bitter.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry. Between these two, it's...
I missed the whole setup.
We should do a Cosmo.
We should do a Cosmo. Why not?
If you do it from the basic ingredients, it's not... Because it's almost like a tiki drink.
What I read was that the guy that came up with the Cosmopolitan, he was a guy in New York City, and he was so embarrassed by it that he wasn't...
He killed himself.
No, he didn't kill himself, but it was just
he
like...
He won't admit it.
Because it's, what, it's vodka and cranberry juice and something else?
No. Well, yeah. Vodka, cranberry juice, grapefruit juice.
Yeah, we don't eat something else. We don't eat while we're on doing the show.
I didn't know you were going to ask me a question.
But always prepared for a question. You don't eat during the show.
Then why did you bring out the cinnamon?
Well, you know.
Those here's the cinnamon that. Bites. Don't eat them until they're cold.
That's for the production meeting after the show.
So there's a production meeting after the show?
So yeah, I give you notes on how you've disappointed me during the shooting, the recording.
Yeah. It's vodka and cranberry juice and something else. Lemon juice?
I don't know. Somebody had a computer. They'd look it up.
That's all right. We don't have to look it up. But it's something simple like that, right?
It's simple. But if you mix it if you use Cosmopolitan mix, it's not the same thing.
Right.
It's like using Mai Tai mix to make a Mai Tai.
Mm.
Or even like pina colada. If you make pina colada with the actual ingredients, it's so much better than the mixes. And it applies to everything. And so the Cosmo, as crappy as people think it is,
thinks it's crappy.
No?
They just say Sex and the City ruined it for everybody.
They did.
And it ruined Sarah Jessica Parker for everybody?
Pretty much.
And sex. They wrecked that too.
They're not even making cities anymore. When did they last make a city?
Yeah. No, exactly. The last city was years ago.
Exactly. No one's making cities. No one's having sex. Except for Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick. God love them.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for them, right? I mean, they've been together for so long.
Mm-hmm. They're making it work.
Hey, apparently. You know, it's...
Punks like you are a diamond.
That was the last time you saw it.
Not that Broderick.
Broderick Crawford.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah, no, you should watch a lot of film noir. Mm-hmm. So, in answer to your other question, Dave, I did nothing for my birthday.
Oh.
My friends texted me, some of them earlier than others.
Yeah. Yikes.
Tom Saunders took me out for pizza on Saturday, the day before my birthday.
Mean Ed's.
Mean Ed's.
I didn't know that was the day before your birthday was an option.
I am always open for options.
Yep.
All right.
I'd like to celebrate the whole month of June.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now you've got at least two bottles of Mezcal.
Yeah, exactly. No, this is very generous.
Yeah, are you
this
running out of bourbon?
I got, when we were in Portland, I got two bottles of bourbon.
Mm.
And then when I got back, I got another bottle of Jim Beam just to keep me out of the
good stuff. Yeah. That's good thinking.
Yeah. They're all going down about the same.
And remember, July the 1st, if this trade war happens, American whiskey prices are going up in Canada. So.
Oh, that's what we decided to slap?
Yep. Yep. Oh. Yep. We're taking a shot at Tennessee.
Well, why don't we take it?
Kentucky.
Yeah. Mitch McConnell, the Senate... Majority leader, Senate leader, I guess, Senate majority leader. He's from Kentucky, so so we thought,
I'd rather hit California wine than
California's.
They're Democrats.
Yeah, I know.
they're on our side.
They're sort of half and half.
Well,
sort of 60.
Orange County.
Yes, the urban centers, I believe, are a Democrat, and everybody else is red as can be.
That's right.
But except for San Diego. I think San Diego might be Republican.
Yeah, maybe. I'll look it up. Get back
to our separate part of our blog site after the drink recipes.
It's our
Fred Partridge's
this view of politics.
July 1st, bourbon's going up. I don't know how much, 25%?
I don't know. I don't really. I don't think it's that much. Yeah, I don't think it's that much.
I think it's because it's going to be spread over everything. We're going to get our $12 billion out of a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. It'll be pennies. Pennies on the dollar. Mm-hmm. But it'll go up.
Yeah.
So if you're Canadian, go and buy your bourbon right now.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you're listening to this before July 1st.
2018.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's already 2019, send us a message. Tell us what it's like.
Give me like little lotto numbers.
Yep.
It was good stuff, though. If you have Negronis, you don't worry about other things as much.
No, I think that's very deep. That's a real Italian piazza.
Maybe that's our slogan.
What's that?
With French's.
I forget what he said now. I just liked what he said, but I don't.
I'm too drunk now, too.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? Oh, dear.
I could only hit the record for the review button.
But whatever it was, it implied a sort of joie de vivre. It didn't matter.
No. Have a Negroni. Don't worry so much.
That's what it was.
There's your slogan right there. Yeah. Have a Negroni. Don't worry so
much. Don't worry so much. And that's it. You're in a piazza in Italy, and the sun is out. The buildings around you are 400 years old. Nobody seems to work or go to school or
no.
I don't know how the country works at all.
Actually, its economy hasn't grown in 16 years, so that's probably probably could be a good reason.
About right.
Right. Well, whatever they're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
horribly in debt. They're about to declare bankruptcy. Have a Negroni.
But they don't like to pay taxes either.
No, well, that's the problem.
Not paying income taxes.
And nobody enforces it, so what the hell? So
everybody works under the table.
Drinks themselves under the table. Yeah.
Once again, Fred on politics.
That's right.
But it's still a very Italian moment.
It's a nice place to visit.
Oh, it's a great place to
visit. That's right. But John Mulaney, his thing was that I was recently in Italy, and everybody, it was at the David Letterman, Mark Twain thing. And everybody clapped, and he said, yeah, if you're thinking of going, it's okay. And that's how I sort of felt about Italy. Italy's great. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't been to Italy, don't worry, you're not. In fact, the finest Italian meal I've had was off of Oxford Street in London. It was better than any of the Italian food I had in Italy.
Was I there?
Yeah, you were there.
Did I like it?
Yeah, you liked it. And you paid for it.
What?
Yeah.
I wish I knew that restaurant when I was in London, because I didn't have very good
food. Oh, that's right, because we tried one night and everything was closing. And then we went back. Is that...
It was our final night there, and we were just walking through along Oxford Street, and there's a little gap.
Mm-hmm.
It has a name for it. It's like less wide than an alley. It's probably just above shoulder width. And they had a bunch of string lights, and so it drew us in there. And then there's a whole other little shopping district in behind.
That's right, yeah.
Just down from Selfridges kind of a thing. Yeah. And we walked there, and they had people standing outside, you know, how they're trying to beg you in. And there was a couple of restaurants, and for whatever reason, we chose this one. It was an Italian restaurant. Mm-hmm. Everybody in there was Italian. I mean, that's just it. This is what frustrates me so much when people say, oh, the Italian food is so great. So, it's made by Italians. They can make it anywhere in the world. You can go to Japan, and there's Italian people making Italian food.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
But that meal we had that night was very good. I don't even remember what it was, but it was very, very good.
Yeah, I didn't remember the street or the restaurant or the fact that I ate.
But now you do.
So did I have more than one meal when I was in London?
That was that one?
Yeah, it was another one.
And then the other best meal we had was at
Bletchley Park.
Bletchley Park.
Yes, the fish
commissary
and chips.
Cafeteria.
Best fish and chips I've ever had. And the mushy peas.
And the mushy peas.
Now I get it,
exactly. Anybody else makes mushy peas, they're just mushy peas.
Yeah.
But if you have proper mushy peas, it's a different, there's something else to it.
Yeah, I want to go back for more, but I was already full.
But you didn't get good food in London, Dave?
Not particularly. It was okay.
I had did we have Scotch eggs? We had Scotch eggs in a pub, too, I think, didn't we?
I think we should have if we didn't, but we did. I can't think which
one. The guy was giving the Beatles tours?
Well, yeah, the Beatles, the guy that Dave saw the Beatles tour with.
Richard Porter.
Richard Porter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was wrapping up the Beatles tour next to us in this little pub down near... I know the neighborhood, but I don't know the neighborhood.
Yeah.
That was a good pub.
But not too far from the consulate, the Canadian embassy.
Yeah.
Just like a couple blocks away from there.
Yeah, south of oh, I don't know, I get all turned around in London. South of, what's the big grocery store? Or not the, yeah, the big, that we went to, the Royal.
Fortnum and Mason? Mason? Fortnum, yes. And Mason? Yeah.
South,
we're nowhere near that.
Southwest of Piccadilly.
No, I don't think so.
I recognize the garbage can. Yeah, so you're right. I mean, there was probably meals there that weren't... I didn't have a bad meal. I'm going to say that.
I wouldn't say I had a bad meal. Yeah. I just wouldn't say it was...
But, yeah. But, well, Laura talks about the... We had a Chinese... When we were there with Sheila and in 07,
mm-hmm.
We had a Chinese meal up near... Not too far from Piccadilly, sort of, but more north, a little bit north. There's a big park there. And there's a Chinese restaurant. It was after the... Guardians of the Galaxy premiere.
No, you and I were there for the Guardians of the Galaxy
premiere. What premiere was I there for? Them. Anyway, maybe it wasn't. Maybe there's some big thing going on. Anyway, but we ended up, we were trying to get out of the crowd, so we went into this Chinese restaurant, and Laura says it's the best Chinese food she's ever had. I have no recollection of it whatsoever.
Wow, you're a unreliable source.
My biggest complaint about food in the United Kingdom and Ireland is they overcook everything. Right. Everything is overcooked. It's dry. It's like, I don't know if they're afraid of getting food poisoning or but it's just, it's overcooked.
Yeah,
and that's
steak and kidney pie. You can't go wrong.
I
unless you don't like kidney.
No, I don't particularly find that appetizing.
Well, then you could go wrong.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting. That of what we have described is that the Chinese food,
yep,
was great,
mm-hmm,
and the Italian food cooked by the Italians was great.
Yep.
The fish and chips was great at Bletchley Park.
Mm-hmm.
We also had breakfast, Fred and I, around the corner from our hotel, but that was a little Italian place.
Oh, yeah.
They did a British breakfast, so, you know, bacon and eggs and a bunch of stuff like that.
Beans and sausage.
Beans and sausage, but it was like Italian sausage. The beans were probably some kind of an Italian bean. It wasn't bacon, it was like prosciutto or something.
Right.
So it was a really Italian, mm-hmm, English breakfast. Mm. So.
Well, now I'm hungry.
Yeah. I know, you know, you want to have...
Blood pudding.
Morrison's in Ocean Park.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the they have blood pudding
all the time.
You can't get it at Morrissey's though.
Not Morrissey's.
He won't eat. He's vegan.
No, I've tried that.
Tried that. He just slammed the door in your face.
Yeah.
So don't ask Morrissey for any blood puddings. Yeah, but this place.
Yeah, no, yeah. And it's, yeah, so I've had it like three times, and it's a staple on their, yeah, on their menu, and, yeah, blood pudding, so you get bacon and blood sausage, or blood pudding, and then your eggs and your hash browns and all that other stuff, and it's, man, if you like, you know, that kind of stuff, which apparently Dave doesn't.
No, I don't. I did try blood pudding when I was in... my cousin's place in Manchester, but no, it didn't really.
It's like a sausage.
It's a dark color
because,
yeah,
of the blood in it.
Made with blood and oatmeal.
Right.
And spices. That's basically it. So if that doesn't
sound... Who would have thought of putting those all together?
The Scottish people?
But yeah, the overall flavor is more akin to, can you think of a sausage that it tastes more like?
Blood sausage.
Yeah, I didn't think it tasted like anything
pretty else. Unique.
It's sort of livery. A little bit like a liver pate.
Oh, I get that. I guess the haggis tastes a little bit livery too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. But anyway, it's on the menu. That's great. I mean, I like it because you don't get it anywhere else.
No, I mean, if you see it on there, that's why if you ever see a Scotch egg on the menu, you got to get a Scotch egg.
Yes,
unless you're a vegetarian, then don't, because it's got sausage in it.
Yeah.
But a Scotch egg.
Yeah, no. The Lion's Pub near the BC Place has Scotch eggs.
There's no such place as Lion's Pub.
No, there is.
No, there is.
Where is it?
No, it's right there.
Nope.
It's near the... No, it's that, right near the Pacific Rim.
What?
That's not near BC Place.
Oh, the Lion's Pub. I'm thinking of the place,
BC Place.
Canada City.
Place.
Right.
Where you
right.
had a bad meal, and I had a good meal, and he's had a Scotch egg. Mm. And the Poorhouse does a Scotch egg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we should all go there, but I can't get you guys to go out. I try.
No.
You didn't even come out on my birthday.
You go out, and then you tell us about it on the podcast.
You say, why didn't
you you know where I went? Oh, yeah, no, you didn't invite us. Remember, we're supposed to go to Botany?
Botany.
Yeah, that never happened.
It's
Botanist.
Coming.
Botanist.
We're going to be going to Botanist anytime now.
I know you're busy, and you don't have a lot of free time, and I don't want to impose.
No, you can impose, just to let us know when you're going.
I can't, I don't want to bother anybody.
Don't bother, I can hardly wait.
On my actual birthday,
yes?
I went out to Kelly O'Brien's in New Westminster, because you can get a free meal there.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Denny's.
Like Denny's.
Anything but better.
Anything up to $30 on the menu you can have.
Really?
Right through your dinner. Eat, drink, and be Irish is their motto. Kelly O'Brien's.
What about...
And I was there all by myself. Well, Jennifer was there. And I had the fish and chips.
I would have loved to have fish and chips at Kelly O'Brien's.
Well, yeah. Too busy making drinks and watching the Tonys.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was earlier in the day.
Well, then I could have...
Yeah, but you probably would have bailed because you wanted to watch the Tonys.
Well...
You're all about the Tonys.
Can you record it? I mean, you've got...
Well, we do record it.
Yeah, exactly.
But when are we going to watch it? Like Tuesday?
Well, that's today. Don't listen to the news. That's all you got to...
How can I not listen to the news? It's...
And who... Sorry, who won... Who was the big winner at the Tonys?
I don't know. Ask Fred.
Fred, who was the big winner?
Harry Potter? Prisoner of Azkaban?
I'm glad Broadway's turning into the film business, basically. Yes. Anything that's a film is now turned into a musical on Broadway.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So, the Avengers musical, will that be coming too?
Oh, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
That's there right. You get a claim.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get Dear Evan Hansen, you get one of those. Mm. You get those things showing up every now and again. That's different.
They did Spider-Man the musical, and it did not do well.
It did not do well. So,
Kiss of the Spider-Woman.
SpongeBob SquarePants was a big winner, but it didn't win Best Musical. That was,
What won the revival? My Fair Lady?
What won just for straight drama or play? You're all musical, aren't you?
The problem was that I made a delicious sour, and it's got 4 ounces of alcohol in it.
Oh, you fell asleep by the time.
I was awake.
Sure.
But I might as well have been asleep.
You didn't even watch the early feed at the Tonys, did you?
Well, we couldn't. We were at my parents'.
Oh, so you couldn't have come to my birthday at all?
I would have blown off my parents if it was going to be a fish and chips. Sorry. Well, I would have ignored my parents' entreaties to join them for a meal that I was... What did we have? Oh, yeah, we had spaghetti and gravy.
Mmm.
And chicken.
Yum.
Oh. And also, spaghetti sauce in case you don't like chicken and gravy on your pasta.
Mm. You remember when smorgasbords were big in the 70s?
Oh, yeah.
And then they changed the name to buffets, but this was a smorg.
It was smorgasbord, because that was like a Scandinavian thing, right? Smorgasbord.
I think it's basically, yeah.
But is it exactly the same as a buffet?
I think over here it seemed to be. It was just a whole bunch of stuff.
I think people said smorgasbord, that's just too long a name. Buffet, it's short, two syllables.
Oh, I just love that. My mom and dad would come back from things and say, oh, they had a smorgasbord, and it was fantastic.
They used to play, wasn't there a place out in North Surrey? Wasn't there, Molly was this famous, like in the 70s, I remember the smorgasbord place.
It was just called like...
I don't know. It was something.
Smorgies? I think there used to be a place called Smorgies. Maybe it was called that.
But yeah, smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord.
I thought, wow, this is neat. Like, all you can eat.
All you can eat.
Crazy.
Anything you want.
Yeah.
Smorgasbord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, of course, it was all Swedish cuisine.
Yeah, yeah.
All reindeer.
Pickled herring.
Pickled herring.
Dried herring.
Yeah.
Oh, a loaded gun was at the end of it in case you wanted to take your life.
Yeah.
So the band's visit won Best Music.
Oh, the band's visit. Yeah. No one's heard of this show.
No, because it's brand new. Tony Shalhoub. Don't call him a Shalhoub.
It's funny. Tony Shalhoub wins all these awards, and I just think of him as that guy on Wings. It was just like the other guy on Wings. And then after that, he won for Monk all those years.
Yeah.
He's winning Tonys
and Emmys. And,
yeah. Up his wazoo, basically.
Oh, got right up his Shalhoub.
Yeah,
he can't even close his Shalhoub. He has so many awards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for Tony Shalhoub, but I always think of him as just that guy on Wings.
Yeah.
And he won as well. So best play was Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Now I say it's Cursed Child.
It should be Cursed. Isn't that the British way to say it?
Cursed Child. They keep saying Cursed Child.
Yeah. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child flows.
Exactly.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child sounds like someone threw a book down the stairs.
Exactly. It sounds stupid.
J.K. Rowling would be rolling over her in her...
In her
gold-plated Bentley.
Glenda Jackson won lead actress in the play. I don't need to read all
that. Yeah, you don't need
And Glenda Jackson, she's 185.
She is. Yeah.
But she looks great, and she was an MP for Greater Dalyansum. I don't know.
20 years, she was an MP.
She was an MP in the British, for the Labour Party.
Yeah, no, she came out.
Labour Party?
I think the Labour Party.
She's 94. She came out and talked, and She sounds like
she's older than Maggie Smith.
A good scolding.
She might be older than Maggie Smith.
Wow, because you always think Maggie Smith is the grand dame of all British actresses.
And she was Glenda Jackson could kick her ass.
Glenda Jackson was so gracious because she mentioned the kids that got up and sang. The kids that had been shielded by the teacher that got the special award from that awful
the Parkland,
Florida shooting thing.
Nonsense.
Yeah, no, that was a nice moment. Holy cow! Ooh, chills and goosebumps and tears,
tingling.
Yeah, no, but you know the Emmys and the Oscars—they're fine. But really, the Tonys is a hell of a good show.
Yeah,
no, everybody is. It's people like the Country Western Awards. I don't watch them, but people like that because the Country Western people apparently all love each other and everybody's really super supportive. Mm-hmm. Unlike the Grammys or something, where Kanye West will come up
and blather on about his idiocy.
The Tonys is like that too. The Tonys has a lot of heart to it.
Yeah, they don't like it. And they, you know, I was
saying, I've only seen it twice, but I've got a lot of heart.
Lori popped in for the end of it, and she saw it. She said, "Wow, they put on a good show." And I said, "Well."
The theater people—they know how to put on a good show. It's
the Emmys, you know, the people come out and dance, and they've been rehearsing for 2 weeks, you know, really hard. And I said, they're doing scenes from shows that they first of all they rehearsed for 12 weeks, and they performed them for 8 months, and now they're putting it on for you. But yeah, that should be pretty good.
Yeah,
I need Rob Lowe doing Disney tunes.
So whenever you watch any of this stuff from the Tonys,
and you said it snarky like that, and she ran from the room.
Yeah.
Why do you have to be like that? Yeah. I've had 4 ounces of alcohol. I don't give a shit.
Exactly. Anyway, it was great. Anyway, we loved it. And I loved...
I loved the phony Negroni. You know what? Here's my... I'm going to break it down. Oh, no, sorry, you go on.
No, I got two empty glasses.
I don't care. I cut you off. And I've seen the video of this show, and I cut people off all the damn time. Yes. And I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're so narcissistic.
I am. I'm the Donald Trump of the show, and I apologize. I'm not going to say...
He doesn't apologize. Well,
you're not the shows you're weak.
You're dishonest and weak, like Jeff the Turtle. Ah, don't
you stand up
that.
To me, and that makes you weak.
Yep.
Oh, sorry to our American listeners.
You go, Fred, and then I will say, and then no, Dave goes next, then I will wrap it up.
I got nothing to say. I've said my piece.
But you must have a preference of the drink.
Oh, yeah. Gee, this. You know, normally I choose one or the other quite quickly, but this one was really kind of hard to choose from. I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards the... This is again,
the phony.
The phony Negroni.
The phony Negroni. Because I'm a big phony.
The phony Negroni is
it's good, but...
More accessible.
I don't know.
But the other one makes you feel like
Can
fancy.
I declare a tie?
Of course.
Okay.
We've had ties all the time.
Okay, well, I like both of them equally.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And you?
I think that if you only had one drink, you would have I think if you had one drink, you have the Negroni, and then you move on because you're busy in Italy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the phony Negroni, I think because it was lighter, I could see...
Guzzling a couple of them?
Yeah, this could almost be in a pitcher, and you could be outside on your patio... Enjoying a whole bunch of those.
Because I think it's a little bit less boozy, right?
Yeah, it should be, because what the hell's in it? Well, there's gin in it.
Well, there's that.
But there's a lot of fruit juices to break it down.
Mm. Yeah, true. But no, I have a tough time. I think it would depend on the occasion.
Yeah.
I think you'd have a different drink for a different time. Because right now, I drank them both, and they're both great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're kind of right. I think if you were just going to have a quick drink and move on to the next bar down the street... Then the Espliato would be the one to go. But if you're going to be in this one place for a while, you're going to have two phony Negronis.
Yeah, yeah, or more. If you're there for the night, or if you were at your place, and you were in Tuscany, and you were looking out over the miles of this and that that's there in Tuscany with that crazy orange light that the Italians bring in, it must cost them a fortune.
Oh, yeah. It's all the LED stuff. The other option would be to start with these Espliato and then finish with a couple of these.
Yeah, you could do that.
Huh?
Yeah. Mm. Why not?
Yeah.
That's Fred's Italian restaurant, Frederico's.
Yes.
But I'm pleased with that. And so what about adding the extra bubbly? Did that make any difference?
I didn't really notice much of a difference.
I think I noticed a bit of a difference, and I don't think I liked it as much. But I shouldn't say I didn't like it as much. It just made it closer to... I think the more Prosecco you added, the more it brought it closer to the phony Negroni.
Right.
It started to
So you lost the edge.
You lost the edge.
Right. Okay. Good to know. Mm-hmm. So you just need enough. So you just need a little bottle, like I bought.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough there to make six or yeah. eight.
Yeah. Or you just drink that in the car on the way home.
Oh, sure.
It's our road pop.
Well, I mean, for the studio audience, or the listening audience. The
studio audience. Have you enjoyed the show, studio audience?
They're a small but appreciative group.
Mm-hmm. Made mostly plants.
Yep.
But
excellent. Well, regardless. A
success.
Are we wrapping up?
I don't know. I'm sleepy.
What time are we at?
It's 9:30.
So we're up over an hour. We're going to get an hour 10.
Oh, well, there you go. So I mean, I thought it was going to be a super fast one for some reason. But
so you're driving down to the prairies. You're going to have to queue up another one. But if you're almost home, you're in luck.
Yeah.
You're driving out to Abbotsford from, Langley or something.
If you're pulling into your garage right now, just sit tight. Don't you have to take
this out of the thing. We're almost done. We're all trying to think of how to close this one out with
by using our bar.
Our famous
I was at Lupolo Brewery, and I got the barrel-aged Negroni.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I had to walk up to the counter,
really
ask the guy for it.
Yeah,
he had to just turn around. No, actually, the guy had to go away. I think he got an ice cube or something. He came back to get the barrel-aged Negroni out for me. I still was a gentleman of elegant leisure, even though I was dressed much like I am now. In fact, I think I was wearing this exact same outfit, right down to the skivvies. Nah, I'm kidding.
You had fresh skivvies.
I got fresh skivvies on. Mm. I looked at the machine, as we call it here in Canada. He gave me the machine to pay with.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at the machine, and it said one of the options was, how do you want to tip? And there's a 15%, and there's an 18%, and there's a 20%. But there's also a button that said, I won't tell you what it said just yet, but I pressed it.
Yeah?
You know why? Because I'm a gentleman of elegant leisure.
Yeah.
And what that button said was, tip big.
Mamma mia.